Dear Lord, thank you for the scriptures. They are for us so precious because in them we see what you're like, and in them we find Jesus, and in them we find guidelines for life and how to best live our lives in a way that honours and glorifies you. Thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit, who illuminates and makes it the very word of God to us. So we pray that in these weeks in which we understand the books of the Bible better, not only will our minds be informed, but may our hearts be even more thrilled by the wonder of this gift, the Bible, and be more passionate about engaging with it. And so we pray your blessing upon our time together, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I guess we could start by doing a Bible quiz. And I don't know if you ever watch quiz programs on television, but it's always horrifying to me how poor biblical knowledge is in general culture today. They ask a basic thing like, who was the first man? And people are scratching their head. Sometimes it surprises you just what they know as well. And I guess if we did a Bible quiz, you'd be the same as a group. We would say we'd be surprised by what we don't know, but we'd also be actually delighted by what we do know. We probably know more than we think we do. All right? So each of us will come to the study of the scriptures with a wide berth of knowledge and a whole range of different approaches. Some of us will only have dipped our toes in the scriptures. Others will have made it a book they've read over and over again throughout their lives. And it's a precious book to them. Some of them will have done critical study. Others will have just read it very devotionally. And I guess one of the things to keep in mind right from the start is that when you're reading the Bible, there are a range of ways of approaching it. At one level, at one side of the spectrum, you could say the Bible is just a very simple human book or collection of books written by human authors over a period of time, 40 different authors or so, over 1,000 years in 3 different languages, writing in the whole host of different contexts, and we would look at them and as purely human books. But the conviction of nearly 3,000 years, Jewish and Christian, is that this is more than just ordinary books, that somehow God speaks and reveals himself and makes himself known. And throughout the scriptures, it's a bit like a jigsaw puzzle. Well, that you have lots of little pieces that slowly but surely build up a picture of what God is like, and how we should understand the world around us, how we should approach life, and how we should live our lives. And all the pieces are in there, and it takes time. It's one of those big 50,000-piece jigsaws that's going to take forever. But actually, inside all the pieces, but outside you've got the cover. And the strong sort of Christian conviction has been that the outside cover has a picture of Jesus. So if you want to know what God's like, you look at Jesus. He is the Word, says John. In the beginning was the Word. He is God's final communication of himself. And if you want to understand how to put the different pieces together, the picture you look at is constantly Jesus. Does that make sense? Yeah. So today I want to look at the book of Acts. All right, so what do we know about Acts? You've got the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then you've got this book, Acts, which is quite unique in the New Testament. It has no other parallels or a comparable book in the New Testament. It goes from where the Gospels end, where Jesus is risen, and the very first chapter, which we're going to look at in a moment, takes us to the moment of ascension. And then after that, chapter 2, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And then after that, the emerging early church. And when you get to the end of the book, it sort of ends very oddly. It sort of sends the end mid-story. And some people, and I'd be one of them, would happily say, perhaps the book of Acts has still been written. And it's been written in our lives, you and me. So, who wrote it? Well, it's an interesting book because obviously, like most books in the Bible, it doesn't say who wrote it on the front page, but it is believed to be written by Luke, who wrote the first the second of our Gospels. And the evidence for that is the very beginning verses of both Luke and Acts. Let me read you this from Luke chapter 1. "Many have undertaken to draw up accounts of things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those from the first eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught." And what I'd say to you about that introduction to Luke is that it sounds very like the introduction to Acts, where he says, "In my former book, Theophilus," writing to the same person, "I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up into heaven." So it's written, we believe, by somebody called Luke. And Luke, interestingly, appears and is mentioned in a number of Paul's letters. And more than that, there are a number of passages, this is quite exciting, in the middle of Acts, that it moves from "they did this and they did that" to "we. We did this and we did that." So it's believed that Luke actually uses some of the material from experiences that he himself had. So when you're reading Acts, it's not just that he's telling you what other people did, he's telling you what they did, we did, as it were. So who wrote it? Luke, we believe. When was it written? Well, if you consider that Jesus died somewhere between 27 and 30 AD, and that the early church was emerging in the sort of 30s, he discipled to replace Judas. Chapter 2, the coming of the Holy Spirit, Peter's great speech on the day of Pentecost, and the great response, 3,000 added to the church. Chapters 3 and 4 and 5, even into 6, you have the early period of life of the church in Jerusalem, getting to such a point that they're fighting amongst themselves because there's too much work to do.